Hello, sir. Welcome to GWA Airlines. I just wanted to drop by and see if I could get a drink or order for you. Oh, I know, first class, usually just drinks, and we'd love to give you a complimentary drink. Oh, well, I'll tell you that in a moment. What would you like? Okay. All right, I'll be right back with that. All right, here, sir, is your martini. Oh, to answer your question from earlier, listen, the other flight attendants and I, we saw what you did. Oh, you know? You really don't? Well, when we were trying to find someone to take the final seat in our first class, you and your wife came up because you were next on the list, and I was so shocked to see you give it to her. Listen, there's a lot of assholes who come on this plane, and very rarely is someone chivalrous. They think that, okay, sitting in a, you know, nice, fancy, whatever. I've been in first class. It is nice, but they always take it, is what I'm saying. And you gave it to her. And you're sitting in the fucking... Excuse me. Excuse my language. I'm so sorry, sir. Well, hi. I'm Rue. But anyway, you're sitting in this back seat here, which, let's be honest, like, it's not the greatest seat in the house. But we just really thought it was sweet and romantic, and maybe it's just that the rest of us are kind of in a shitty place, and I'm so sorry, sir. Yes, of course. I'll make sure to call you by your real name. It was sweet. That's all I'm saying. Very sweet. So enjoy this drink. Maybe you'll have another drink. I'll come check on you in just a bit. Oh, hey, you. Can I get you another drink? Well, water it is. Do you mind if I sit here for just a moment? My legs are killing me. You have the window seat, and there's the middle seat, and I'm in this aisle seat just for a second. Thank you. So, what, you know, brings you here? I guess where you're going. Okay. That sounds wonderful. You know, we just resumed working, but I gotta say, I really haven't taken a full-blown vacation yet myself, and it's been a weird couple years with the pandemic. Yeah, it's, you know, what's maybe been the weirdest or most difficult thing for you to adjust to? Huh. Wow. Yeah, for me, I would say it's very similar to that. You know, even being this close to you, or far, or whatever you call it, I'm just not really used to human touch so much anymore. Again, like, just being in proximity, like, there's some certain energy next to someone, but I haven't really touched anyone in years, I don't think. Year and a half? A long time. And it's just, it's interesting to be so close. And can I ask you something crazy? Can I just, like, touch your arm? I just put hand sanitizer on before I came over here. Okay. Thank you. It feels so soft. So warm. I am a little bit of a love language, physical touch person. And I actually got a cat during the pandemic because I just needed to feel something. I just needed to, and they're pretty easy to leave overnight or for a day or two, but I'm kidding. If anyone's kidding, if they're saying it's not because they didn't just want to touch and be held. Look at me getting all philosophical on the late flight. I do this when it gets dark a little bit. Oh, yeah, I mean, go ahead. I mean, and You let me. Oh, yeah. Yours are hairier, but yeah, I guess my arm is kind of soft. I do put lotion on it every day. Hey, there's not really anyone around us, and if we talk at a certain level, would you do me the hugest favor? I haven't touched someone in years, as I told you. But the thing I crave the most, and I don't know if it's just me, but I can feel a certain chemistry or attraction. I don't know why, if it's the high altitude that's got into me, but there's something about you. Can I kiss you? That's crazy. Okay. Well, I mean, our masks are already off because we're cheating on that rule. Don't tell anyone. But, yeah. Oh my goodness. 2 years seems like an eternity to not be kissed. Total eternity. It's okay, no one can see us. Oh my, your lips are so soft. Yeah, you can kiss my neck. You see, just slide a hand up my shirt. I know you can feel my lacy bra underneath. It's soft. How does that feel? It's so good. It feels good to me too. Oh, see how hard my nipple is. Oh my god. The way your finger touches it. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, keep grabbing it. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna lift my... I'm gonna unsnap the bra on the front. Hold on. Okay, it's open now. You can have full reign of them. Do you want to put them in your mouth? Just lift it up. Just lift my shirt up. I needed lips
and a tongue on my tits. I know, I'm getting loud. No one can see us. I mean, no one can hear us. It's fine. It's fucking fine. Don't you dare smack me. You know they're gonna hear that. Oh, your lips feel so good. Oh, put them between my tits. Listen, fuck it. Oh yeah, I'm so wet for you. Fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. Okay. My mouth on you. I don't know what happened there, but I don't regret it. Not at all. I don't even want to know your last name. I just... Thank you. I needed that. Hey, you are a good guy. This is a fantasy post written by, for, and about adults. This is created by Vegetable Manager 45 and uploaded to Gone Wild Audio. So, I was asked to do this as a commission from someone. I think, let's see here. The actual request is, here we go. In-flight hand job and sensual blow job from the sexy stewardess. She fucked him too. And she didn't even give him a hand job. Oh no. I
wondered if the asker was going to be upset with this because I had like three things to do and I only did two of them. I will say that he reached out to me and he really, really loved it. So, I mean, yay for going off script. I mean, there wasn't a script. I liked making this audio because, you know, this pandemic has really fucked with us all. I mean, this real, real need to touch and be touched by humans. And I know that, like, I know a couple people who got animals during the pandemic, and I think it had to do with this. We just need human connection, you know? We've all been so isolated. I'm technically an introvert, but I extrovert pretty hard for, like, work, and then in the case of this, because I want your cum. But I went to the office recently, and there weren't a ton of people. I was doing a strategy session. The whole time, I couldn't help but feel like slightly anxious about just being around other people. I mentioned this to the people that report to me that I was meeting with, and they kind of all said, "Oh, we feel the same way." So we spent a good 20 minutes talking about what that looked like in our lives and really just kind of commiserating with each other's shared experience. And it was a really lovely conversation. That's why when I got this request for an audio, it was pretty broad, but I decided, how can I make this more personal to me so that I can really be in the scene? I mean, obviously I'm horny, so like, but it just can't be about the sex. It has to be the why. Is it unrealistic that someone would fuck someone on a plane? Yes. You know, suspend the disbelief. She wanted to be touched and she got carried away. And it was, you know, in my mind, maybe like 10 rows of empty, right? Mostly first class in the plane. So for those of you who are like, "Rue, that's so unrealistic. No one would fuck someone in a plane." I've given someone a handy in a plane. Not to completion. We fucked later, but it's been done. That's all I'm saying. Okay. That's my epilogue, or whatever you want to call it. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hearing me. And thanks for letting me fuck your brain. It makes me happy. All right. Talk to you later.